Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. If you have a question that you'd like to ask of me, we have a system set up now that helps you to do that, and it's all you have to do is send us an email, and it's askjim@jbsba.com. My website is jbsba.com. Just go to go to your email client and type in askjim@jbsba.com, and we'll get your questions answered. Dr. Gene Cameron and Dr. Gene Wilcox have both written a book together, and it's about the ABCs of branding, and we're going to get them to tell us a little bit about branding. This is an important topic, but we're also going to have some fun. Let me get them in here. Jane and Gene, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
It's great to have you with us. Now, I'm going to read the title on top of the book here, folks, and we've talked to you about a lot of books on this show, but never one like this one. It's Abelard's ABCs of Branding. Did I say that right, ladies?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Now, tell us who Abelard is.
Well, Abelard is our spokescow for our business.
Spokescow. I love that.
Spokescow, yes. When we were putting the business together, we're talking about branding. I mean, who knows more about branding than Cal?
Exactly.
Right? They've experienced the pain over the years. And so our initial brainstorming had a lot of humor around cows and bovine puns, and we were working with a talented illustrator who did a cartoon concept of a cow leading a class, and we said, that's it. That's going to be our brand. And the concept developed into Abelard, who is our primary spokescow for the business and branding.
And tell us how Abelard got his or her name.
Well, Abelard is named after Abelard, who was a well-respected 12th century Parisian scholar.
Yeah.
And he has a companion named Heloise, who is named after Heloise, who was Abelard's student.
I see. All right. Now, and also, I also want to mention Gary Kopervas and Don Haynes. Tell about those guys.
Well, they are illustrators. Don was what we call the father of Abelard. He's the one who did the original sketch. And Gary was brought in later when we wanted to pull the whole book together, and Don had moved on and was doing some other work. So between the two of them, Don did the original cow, Gary did the original sheep, and by the end they were drawing each other's characters. But it was a real collaborative effort.
Ladies, my audience knows how adamant I am about small business owners understanding the importance of having a brand, the fact that you do have a brand, whether you identify it, define it, deliver it, and protect it or not, that's up to you, but you have a brand, and if you don't define it, somebody else will, and maybe not to your advantage. They know about all that, and we're going to talk about that with you a little bit, but tell us about your book, and why did you choose to have so much fun with this topic?
Well, let's see. Our whole approach is that we have an irreverent sense of humor about life to begin with, and
which we love about you, by the way.
Thank you. And the ABCs came up very early in conversation between us, and I think one of the strengths that Jane and I have is that we've been able to reduce complex concepts into simple understandable issues throughout our careers. And when we started talking about the ABCs, it made sense because you could take branding, which there's been, many thousands of words written about it. You could take it and reduce it to some simple concepts that we felt would get the point across. And we started using this in seminars. We added the cartoons, and we started getting great feedback. Jane, you want to pitch in?
Basically, we gave them, and what we found was people that were not experts in marketing or branding got why having a very consistent and coherent brand was important. And by these, we meant finance people, operations people,
right,
engineers, the people that a brand manager whose buy-in a brand manager needs, or people that were putting up small businesses suddenly got why it was important.
Well,
once it was done in a humorous way.
It would also seem to me that this would help people whose job is not where the brand meets the road, so to speak.
Yes.
That
people in larger companies, even the brand managers, they give the book to other people in the organization to help get the point across to them about why what they're doing is important.
Well, the thing about a small business is sometimes we get this complex about ourselves that we think that only a brand is something that you see on a national football stadium wall or on the side of a blimp or something like that. And it's just not true, is it?
No, it's not. The way we think of a brand, it's so much more than a logo. A brand is really, it's an external expression of your business strategy. It's your business personality. And it's not just your logo. It's everything that you do that touches your customer. Because even if you have a pretty logo but a rude help desk, you're going to alienate your customers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about everything that you do in your business, and it has to be owned by everyone in the business.
Every letter of the alphabet, ladies and gentlemen, is represented with basically on two pages. And there's the letter and the word, the branding associated word that corresponds with that letter. There's a little narrative about that topic. For example, I'm looking right now at E for economical. And then on the right side, there's a very funny illustration and cartoon with the narrative there. And then there's a cow tip. Tell us about the cow tips.
Well, cow tips are things that can sneak up on you when you're not looking and knock you off your strategy. And, for example, in economical, you need to be aware there's a lot of designers can create very beautiful images for you, but if they're not economical to produce, to print, to put on your website, to put on your letterhead, you're wasting your money.
One of the things you guys talk about in your book is the value of brands. And you know, brands are not only valuable. Well, one of the reasons I should say they're valuable is because whether we realize it or not, we have a lot of money in our brands. All of us do, small business and large businesses. We have a lot of money invested in our brands, and so the question is whether you maximize that investment or not. And what I would like for you to do, when we're going to take a break in a few seconds, when we come back, I'd like for you to talk to us about that, about the fact that with all this investment in our brands, which we may not even realize that we've made, you know, how do we make sure that we maximize the value of our brands? The book is called Abelard's ABCs of Branding, 26 Concepts that Capture the Essence of Good Brand Management by Jane Cameron and Gene Wilcox. And we're going to be right back after these messages. It's 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Dr. Jane Cameron and Dr. Gene Wilcox. These ladies have written a book called Abelard's ABCs of Branding. This is a cow and his friend, the sheep, who takes... What's the sheep's name?
The sheep are Gus and Benny.
Gus and Benny, the two sheep. And so Abelard, by the way, Abelard's a cow, ladies and gentlemen. Now Abelard has been checked, and there's absolutely no mad cow involved, right?
Right.
I want you to tell us where the book's available. Abelard's ABCs of Branding.
Abelard's ABCs of Branding. It's available on Amazon. It's also available on our website, which is www.catalogos.com.
Catalogos.com.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What do we find when we get your website?
Well, you'll find more of the cows in talking about our concepts, but you'll talk about the services that we'll provide with companies. We have a five-step process we call the Catalogos Method, which walks businesses through vision, how to create your brand promise, what do you really want your brand personality to be, and then how to create the image, the message, and the means to really implement that effectively.
And that's at Catalogos.com.
Catalogos.com, yes.
You know, as we went to the break, I was talking about the value of our brands, and that's one of the V in here in your book is called V is for value. A strong brand adds real value to the company. Well, one of the things I like to point out to people is whether they realize it or not, they've made an investment in some kind of a brand, whether they've developed it well or not, whether they've identified it, defined it, delivered it, you know, and defended it, which we have to defend our brands if we're going to be successful with it. But that's the thing I think that a lot of small businesses miss, is that they have a brand, but whether what they've done with it, and they've invested in a brand, because they've invested in people, they've got their people's, you know, their people are entering the marketplace for them. They've got the look of their business. They've got the attitude of all the people involved, and the relationships with the customers. All that's part of the brand that we've invested in, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And so then, but then what the key is now that we got all this, we're sort of like the dog who chased the car and caught it. Now that we got it, what do we do with it?
Yeah, that's an absolutely wonderful way of putting it. Basically, if you don't define your brand, it'll be defined for you by the marketplace.
Right.
And one of the things that's extremely difficult is to change your brand once it's been defined, so to change the impression. So if you're a small business, you need to really get on top of it early, so that if you systematically implement everything that defines your brand, you at least have a coherent platform to move from if you need to change certain things. And we've developed a lot of techniques for doing that for small businesses. One of the things, for example, that a very small entrepreneur has trouble with is sorting out what messages are really going to make it with their clients.
Mm-hmm.
And we've developed techniques so that they can do that and keep track of it and then build their brand platform up from the messages that they find out work. Often small businesses can't do things like focus groups and things that large businesses can, yet their sales force is out there actually doing focus groups in some sense on every sales call. And if they keep track of what works, they'll be able to develop their messages very, very quickly and then reuse them to get their brand to actually deliver.
Those are dynamic focus groups, aren't they?
Yes,
I mean,
they are.
The real world, as life is happening, focus groups.
Yes.
I think another aspect of the value of the brand, that people talk about brand assets, well, they also have to realize that if you don't do things right, you create brand liabilities.
Right.
And so you have to pay attention to everything that you're doing.
One of the things that I said earlier, too many small business owners don't believe, they don't think about it because they don't think that the idea of a brand is something a small business can have. But what I've been talking about on this show for a long time now is not only can a small business have a brand, or multiple brands actually, but can actually dominate in their marketplace with that brand.
Absolutely. Because one of the things we found with some of the small companies we've worked with is that by doing branding right, they look more established, they look more professional, and we actually have a client who has said to us that he got business because his brand worked for him.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like a brand is a force in the marketplace,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes,
and that can work for you when you're not even there. I call them, it's like a leave behind. It's like a little worker bee out there working for you. When you go to sleep, your brand is still out there churning around in the marketplace, isn't it?
Yes. Well, and think about all of the messages and images that we're bombarded with today. If you are very clear about what you say and you're very consistent about how you say it and what you look like, people are going to remember that because it'll stand out from the noise.
Absolutely. Abelard's ABCs of Branding is the book, folks. It's ABULLARD'S, Abelard's ABCs of Branding. The website is catalogos.com, right?
Yes.
And it's available wherever books are sold. The lady's name is, both of the ladies' names are Jane Cameron and Jean Wilcox. Ladies, you're also you obviously help people with their branding issues, don't you?
Yes, we do.
And how would they contact you if they wanted to do that besides the website?
They could contact us at 215-732-1553.
Yeah. Jane and Jean, thanks for being here. Good job today, and congratulations on your book. Folks, you're going to learn a lot about branding if you pick up a copy of their book. Thanks, Jane. Thanks, Jean.
Thanks so much, Jim.
Thank you.
See you next time. Let's do it again sometime.
That'd be great.
All right. Quick break. I'll be right back with Steve Del Bianco, 29 after. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.